Coming up on this episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy.
So your ecosystem in your gut plays an enormous role in your health. And when your gut bacteria are out of balance, you're out of balance. And you don't have enough healthy bacteria. It makes you systemically sick.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Mark. Something I get more and more excited about every year is personalized medicine. When I began practicing functional medicine over 20 years ago, it was clear to me that we may have to look at how unique each body is. Now with technology advancing in so many amazing ways, we can truly take that concept to the next level. Now, one of the tools I recently discovered that can help us all do that is Insight Tracker, and we can do it from home. It was founded in 2009 by top scientists at MIT and Tufts and Harvard. Insight Tracker is a personalized health and wellness platform like no other. It's purpose-built to give you a longer, more productive life. Their cutting-edge technology analyzes your blood, DNA, and lifestyle to give you highly personalized recommendations. Then, using the app, you can track your progress every day. Insight Tracker tells you what to do and why, so your health goals are clear and actionable, and most importantly, based on exactly what your body needs. My team took Insight Tracker for a spin, and they really loved it. They discovered some important things about their health that led them to stop procrastinating when it came to certain parts of their health, like, for example, finally taking vitamin D supplements after seeing they were deficient, or eating more iron-rich foods due to low ferritin and hemoglobin, or making an effort to embrace stress reduction techniques after seeing high cortisol levels. Now, health isn't black and white, and your wellness shouldn't be either. If you're curious about getting your own health program dialed into your unique needs, I highly recommend checking out Insight Tracker. Right now, they're offering my community a 31% discount at insighttracker.com/Dr. Hyman. That's Dr. Hyman. That's insighttracker.com/Dr. Hyman. That's Dr. Hyman. And you'll see the discount code in your cart. Now, I'm a big proponent of practicing what you preach. And when I sit down to record a podcast, I truly believe in the information that I'm sharing because I've usually tried it myself. And that's why I'm so excited to share with you about AG1 from Athletic Greens. I use their incredible supplements every day to keep myself feeling and functioning at my best. Even with a healthful diet, it can be super hard for your body to get all the nutrients you need throughout the day. AG1 helps me fill the gap by providing 75 different vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients you might be missing. But unlike lots of multivitamins on the market, AG1 uses high-quality ingredients that your body can actually absorb. I've incorporated AG1 from Athletic Greens into my daily routine because it's something small, and I can do it every day to optimize my health. It gives me a natural source of energy and focus, and at just $3 a day, it's cheaper and more effective than drinking espresso. I'm excited for you to experience the same benefits I have with Athletic Greens. Right now, they're going to give you 10 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Hyman. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Hyman. And now, let's get back to this week's episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy.
Hey, everyone. It's Dr. Mark Hyman. Welcome to The Doctor's Pharmacy, a place for conversations that matter. And today, I'm bringing you a new feature of The Doctor's Pharmacy called Health Bites, where I teach you how to improve your health by taking small steps that can lead to significant changes in your health over time. Today, we're talking about really important strategies to eliminate or fix or heal irritable bowel syndrome, which affects so many people, and also how to just help upregulate your gut health, because we all have issues with our gut. In fact, gut health problems affect about 80% of Americans. It's the most common reason people visit the doctor because of gut stuff. Everything from reflux to food allergies to inflammatory bowel disease to irritable bowel. These are just so common. And basically, we're a population that has a really messed up microbiome. So let's talk about how do we fix that. So let's first start. What is irritable bowel syndrome? Syndrome is basically a thing that doctors don't know what causes. So when you say syndrome, like polycystic ovarian syndrome or irritable bowel syndrome or chronic fatigue syndrome, it basically means it's a collection of symptoms. We have no idea what's going on. And we just say, well, it's a syndrome. The truth is we do know a lot about what causes IBS or irritable bowel syndrome. I treat this all the time. In fact, I've had it. It's no fun. And it can come in all kinds of sizes, shapes, and flavors, from a bloating and distension, getting what I call food baby. It can cause you to have diarrhea or constipation or alternating constipation and diarrhea, cramping, discomfort, distension. It's just nasty. Maybe you have to run to the bathroom after you eat. It's just not a good scene. So, you know, what are the causes of this problem? And from traditional medicine, there's really no quote known cause. But in fact, from a functional medicine perspective, there are really clear causes. And we now understand the gut more than we ever have. In functional medicine, 30 years ago, we were talking about the gut and the microbiome. We didn't use that word back then, but we were talking about gut health and dysbiosis. And now that word dysbiosis is really now in the traditional medical literature. And essentially, it means imbalances in the ecosystem of the bugs that live in your gut. And there are a lot of things that cause imbalances. It can be from the environment. Environmental toxins are a big cause. The use of a lot of drugs, antibiotics, big cause. A lot of people are born by C-section. Sometimes they're necessary, but they still affect the baby's microbiome because they don't go through the vaginal canal and get colonized. There's often challenges with breastfeeding that women have. And that formula feeding can often cause imbalances in the gut flora because they actually feed the wrong bugs. And we see this in a number of different studies. There's often people who have an intestinal infection, for example, like a parasite or traveler's diarrhea, and you can get irritable bowel after that because it destroys the microbiome. Obviously, all the drugs, the gut-busting drugs we take, the antibiotics, the anti-inflammatories, the acid-blocking drugs, even the birth control pill can cause yeast overgrowth, steroid drugs, many, many drugs tend to cause gut imbalances. We can pick up different bugs like parasites, and also we can get heavy metals. Heavy metals create a big injury to the gut, and I had that myself. I had irritable bowel for almost 10 years because I had high levels of heavy metals, and it took me a long time to get them out. So there's a lot of reasons. It can be bacterial overgrowth. That's a big one. We didn't even have a term for that when I was in medical school, but bacterial overgrowth is a really common phenomenon where the bacteria migrate up into the small bowel. You're supposed to have them in your large intestine, but there's not supposed to be a lot of bacteria in your small intestine, you know, going from your stomach, your small intestine. And that, when you get that, it basically causes your body to ferment the food that you're eating, all the starches and the sugars that you eat, and you get this food baby bloating after you eat. It's a really common symptom, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. So there's all these different conditions that can happen that drive problems, and then often food sensitivities are a big factor. There's a lot of reasons for that. We get leaky gut, we get damage to our gut lining, and that creates this whole reactivity to foods that leak across the gut lining, and your immune system reacts to them, creating inflammation and all these other symptoms. So it's not fun. Irritable bowel is not fun. It also has been linked to things like fibromyalgia and all kinds of other issues. So we're going to talk about what you can do about it, how to identify the big triggers. Now, a lot of times, and we'll talk about a few pieces of this, a lot of times food sensitivities are a big factor. And often it can be dairy, lactose intolerance is a big one. It can be a gluten, which often causes a lot of gut issues. A lot of things that people eat in their food, like food additives, can cause problems. Carrageenan, which is a thickener in gum, can cause a lot of leaky gut issues and leads to more food sensitivities and more irritable bowel. Also, sugar alcohols. I remember when someone gave me a chocolate bar. It was full of maltitol, which is a sugar alcohol. It has no sugar in it and zero calories, but caused huge fermentation of problems in my gut when I was quite sick. So it's not good. So how do you do that? Well, how do you kind of know what to eliminate, what foods are reactive? I created something called the 10-day detox diet, which gets rid of most of the common allergies, gluten, dairy, sugar, obviously processed foods, grains and beans for a short time. And often it gives the gut a rest, reboot, and then you can add things back and see how you do. We call this an elimination diet. And there's many forms of it, but it's the best really test for food sensitivities. There's also lab testing. We can do lab testing for different antibodies against foods. That can be helpful, but it's not definitive. The most common foods that I find people have, and ideally you should, I say 10 to detox, but it really should be about 3 months to get off these foods. Gluten, dairy, eggs, corn, soy, peanuts, they're most common. Grains and beans, yeasty foods often are a problem. And then you can kind of introduce them one at a time. So let's talk about how gut issues, or what we call dysbiosis, leads to problems in the gut. Now, your small intestine is basically this absorptive surface. It's the size of a tennis court if you laid it out flat, maybe two tennis courts, and it's one cell thick. And it takes basically the food that you break down inside your stomach through digestive enzymes and all kinds of other things. And the basic building blocks of amino acids, sugars, fatty acids, they get absorbed across the gut lining and they get absorbed through the cells. But sometimes when there's damage to the gut from all the reasons I said, you get the separation of the cells. We call that leaky gut. And then food particles and bacterial particles leak in between those gaps. We call them tight junctions that kind of get loose. And then you get this reactivity to food because 60 to 70% of your immune system is in your gut. Why? Because that's where you put all this foreign material every day and your immune system is supposed to help you deal with foreign material. So that's really important to understand that you have this really delicate lining and it can be disturbed and that leads to this whole imbalance. And when that one cell layer is sort of disturbed and you get breakdown in the mucus layer or the lining breaks down from too much stress, too many antibiotics, too many anti-inflammatory drugs like aspirin, ibuprofen, steroids, maybe have crappy diet, processed food hugely affects it, sugar, starch, food additives, alcohol, then your immune system starts to get exposed to all these particles from food and bacteria. And that creates inflammation throughout the body that can cause weight gain, fluid retention, headaches. It's not just irritable bowel. It can cause widespread problems, arthritis, asthma, immunity, mood disorders, cognitive problems, hormonal disorders. It's huge. So your ecosystem in your gut plays an enormous role in your health. And when your gut bacteria are out of balance, you're out of balance and you don't have enough healthy bacteria. It makes you systemically sick. So one of the things that I find most helpful as I treat my patients is I always start with the gut. You know, we really help them get a healthy gut because when you do that, a lot of other problems go away. Autoimmunity, mood disorders, hormonal disorders, weight disorders. I mean, even in animal studies, when they have imbalances in the gut flora, you can see that these animals will gain weight. When you fix it up, they lose weight. And they've done even fecal transplants from non-diabetics to diabetics, and it improves their blood sugar simply by changing the gut flora. So it's super important. Now, there's another thing that's really important is how do you test for this? Now, I do a lot of stool testing. I do what we call organic acid testing, food sensitivity testing. So I do a lot of different things to look at what's going on in the gut. I check for gluten antibodies. I check for sometimes food sensitivities through Cyrex testing. I like that lab pretty much for looking at the IgA and IgG antibodies against food. So the different antibodies your body makes against different food particles, you can kind of see what's going on. It's not a true allergy. It's more of a sensitivity. And then I look at stool. I really look at stool very carefully, looking at digestive enzymes, the immune system in the gut, something called short chain fatty acids, which are important for keeping the gut healthy and the main food for the gut lining and regulates immunity and they're produced by healthy bacteria. So when you don't have healthy bacteria, have very low short chain fatty acids like butyrate. And this is something we can measure on a stool test. We also look at genetic testing. We call it PCR testing for microbial RNA. We can tell what species of bugs are there or not there. I look for example, Akkermansia is a very important keystone species that makes sure you have a good mucus lining, regulates immunity. Your response to chemo drugs can help in regulating weight and so many different things. So it's a really important bug. I also do stool culture so we can look at how much healthy bacteria, if there's weird bugs growing, if there's yeast growing. We do PCR testing and antigen testing for various parasites. So we can get a really good comprehensive look at the stool and what's going on in there. And it's changes obviously from day to day and what you're eating. But we can get a really good handle on the overall ecosystem. And then I can optimize treatment. It's not just looking at the bacteria. It's looking at all the other factors. And then we look also at organic acid testing because in your urine, we can find metabolites from the bugs that get excreted if they're bad bugs. So we can look at metabolites from yeast or various bacteria. They're not human metabolites. So we can see if they're there in your urine. We know there's this overgrowth of bacteria. So I use a lot of different things. We also do breath testing. Because we want to know if you have bacterial overgrowth, we give you a drink of a fermentable sugar and you can see by clicking your breath whether you make too much hydrogen gas or methane. You know, we talk about cows and methane, but humans also can produce methane. And it's this fermentable byproduct that comes out of your body having too much starch and sugar and fermentable carbohydrates that get basically fermented, just basically like beer or wine. Or it's like, you know, if you have an apple cider container in your fridge and it gets big, it blows up. That's because, and you leave it there for a while, basically it's because the yeast are fermenting all the sugars in the apple cider. So the same thing happens in your gut and you get this food baby thing. So we can tell, and the treatment's different for different bacterial byproducts like methane or hydrogen. We'll talk about in a minute. So SIBO is huge. It's a big cause of IBS. There's a lot of more research on this over the years. And if you have bacterial overgrowth, you can have that with other things. You can have parasite issues. You can have SIBO, which is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, but you can also have SIFO, which is small intestinal fungal overgrowth. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. It's so common. So most of your bacteria, like I said, should be lower down, but they migrate up and we really have to take care of them. And there's a lot of ways to treat the bacterial overgrowth with herbs, with medications, and I'll talk about that in a minute. So when you have yeast overgrowth, which is also common, you actually can tell people have that from a lot of other clues. They might eat a lot of sugar, they might have diabetes, they might have been on antibiotics, they might have been on steroids, they might have other fungal symptoms like dandruff or fungal nails or anal itching or various kinds of skin rashes that are fungal. And you can tell, from someone's history about the likelihood of this fungal overgrowth. But it's pretty common and it can cause constipation, more constipation, SIBO, SIFO or irritable bowel. And there's a lot of ways to treat it. I use a lot of herbs. Response to oregano and thyme and other really great herbs you can use for fungus. There's great probiotics like Saccharomyces that work against yeast. And sometimes you need to use an antifungal like a Diflucan or Nystatin, Sporanox. If you have bacterial overgrowth, you might need other herbs as well. I use biocidin, Candibactin A and B are for metagenics. But sometimes you need antibiotics like rifaximin, which is a non-absorbed antibiotic. It's now approved for irritable bowel syndrome. And also something called neomycin if you have more methane. I use Trantil, which is a combination of herbs. It also works for methane SIBO. And methane SIBO tends to cause more constipation. So you can tell kind of you have diarrhea, irritable bowel, or constipation, irritable bowel. Like they have different phenomena going on. So we do a combination of things, and not just the antibiotics or any fungals, but a whole gut repair program. So it's not just about killing the bug. It's how do you heal? And I see this a lot, when people have various kinds of treatments for SIBO by conventional doctors, they'll just give me antibiotics and they won't do a whole gut repair program. So in order to reboot your gut, you need to get clear about how to get rid of the bad stuff and put in the good stuff. So the get rid of the bad stuff is, and we call this the 5-R program, or I call it the weeding, seeding, and feeding program. We weed out the bad stuff. So that's food sensitivities. If you have a parasite, we treat that. If you have SIFO or SIBO, we treat that. That's the first step. The second step is to replace the things that need to be replaced. You might need digestive enzymes. You might need hydrochloric acid. You might need some prebiotics to kind of fertilize the good bugs. So it's really important to, and do that. And then you clearly want to get rid of all the things that you need to treat, whether it's the bacterial overgrowth, the yeast overgrowth, the parasites. And then you want to kind of repopulate the gut with healthy bacteria. That's the repopulate or re-inoculate phase of the repair program. And that's where we get probiotics. And there's all kinds of different probiotics out there. We're learning so much about how to customize probiotics treatment, how to personalize it. It's really different depending on what's going on for you and what your health issues are. And there's a lot of science now on how we can personalize probiotics. So you basically want to sort of start slowly. If you have, by the way, if you have SIBO and you take a lot of probiotics or prebiotics, it's going to make you sick because the bacteria in your small intestine are going to fight with the bacteria you're putting in there, and they're going to be fertilized by the prebiotics because they'll eat that stuff too. And so you'll end up getting worse. So the first thing is to get rid of the bad stuff. And so it's an elimination diet. It's killing all the bad bugs. It's giving more enzymes and probiotics. And then we do kind of a gut repair program. We use a lot of compounds like polyphenols, which are really important for feeding the good bugs, green tea, pomegranate, cranberry, olive extract, prickly pears, all kinds of compounds that we use from phytochemicals that help feed the good bugs. We use zinc, we use fish oil, evening primrose oil, or GLA, glutamine. There's all sorts of compounds we use, immunoglobulins, like I use SBI Protect from Ortho Molecular, which is a really good dairy-free immunoglobulin like colostrum that helps rebuild the gut. So we use a whole series of things to help restore, repair, and renew the gut. So the key is if you really want to have a healthy gut, you kind of have to figure out what's going on. You might need help with a functional medicine doctor. You might need stool testing, but often just an elimination diet, some basic herbal therapies, some pre and probiotics are great. And I, the way I approach this is I start with getting rid of the things that people need to stop, which is an elimination diet, getting rid of processed foods, getting rid of sugary foods. Sometimes I recommend digestive enzymes, and I recommend adding in fermented foods. I recommend dealing with your stress because the mind-body connection is huge. So there's all these really simple ways that you can reboot your gut on your own. And I can't tell you how many people have just followed these guidelines and gotten better. That's not to say that if you really are struggling with bad overgrowth or parasites or yeast that you don't need some medical care. Sometimes you do, but most of the time you can fix your gut on your own. And I've created a product called Gut Food, which is a combination of prebiotics, probiotics, and polyphenols that I invented after I had severe gut issues, not only irritable bowel, but I had ended up having inflammatory bowel disease after an antibiotic I took for a dental infection. So I had to really figure this out. And it's really simple. All you should do is just pay attention to what you're eating, eat a whole foods diet, eat pre and probiotic foods. And if you're struggling, make sure you get help because this is really a fixable problem. So I think I'm sorry for all of you. Irritable bowel is pretty common, but the good news is it's one of those things with functional medicine that we can really help and really fix. And that's it for this week's Health Bite. And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to share with your friends and family. Leave a comment. We'd love to hear how you've dealt with your gut. And we'll see you next week on The Doctor's Pharmacy.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Hyman. Thanks for tuning into The Doctor's Pharmacy. I hope you're loving this podcast. It's one of my favorite things to do and introducing you all the experts that I know and I love and that I've learned so much from. And I want to tell you about something else I'm doing, which is called Mark's Picks. It's my weekly newsletter. And in it, I share my favorite stuff, from foods to supplements to gadgets to tools to enhance your health. It's all the cool stuff that I use and that my team uses to optimize and enhance our health. And I'd love you to sign up for the weekly newsletter. I'll only send it to you once a week on Fridays. Nothing else, I promise. And all you have to do is go to drhyman.com/picks to sign up. That's drhyman.com/picks, P-I-C-K-S, and sign up for the newsletter, and I'll share with you my favorite stuff that I use to enhance my health and get healthier and better and live younger longer.
Hi, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Just a reminder that this podcast is for educational purposes only. This podcast is not a substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. If you're looking for help in your journey, seek out a qualified medical practitioner. If you're looking for a functional medicine practitioner, you can visit ifm.org and search their Find a Practitioner database. It's important that you have someone in your corner who's trained, who's a licensed healthcare practitioner, and can help you make changes, especially when it comes to your health.